Perkins, maybe? Lincoln? Bowen? I'm sorry, Bean, you're right. Good to see you again, Lincoln.
Good to see you. In the opening, it's our tradition. This is Shadanegi. Shakakach. That means honorable leaders, respectful friends, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to be here to testify on behalf of the Denali Kid Care. I raised this with Mr. Coghill at the reception last night, this issue in preserving this service that's so vital and important to communities that may have 80% unemployment. How could we be talking about taking a service for a small child? This isn't for everyone. It's for those who are in need. And that's how we look at it. I support the Denali Kid Care, and I oppose HB 260. Thank you. That means thank you.
Hello. Who else is here that would like to testify tonight? Ma'am. Go ahead.
Williams, and this is Noah Samuel Brakel Williams. I just wanted to bring a Denali Kid Care kid. He's very proud to be a Denali Kid Care kid. And we just wanted to say we are really incredibly grateful for the program. He didn't have prenatal care before we had the program. And his parents worked pretty hard. And I'm a very nervous public speaker.
You're doing good.
I'm just going to bring some written testimony to pass out. And just wanted to say, really, I had the pleasure of speaking with Representative Coghill last week, and I know he's sincere in his regard for children. We just differ on what we think that the kids need in the long term. And I think this program is really vital. And I know the moms and dads of Alaska are really going to stand up together and say, you know, this is something we really believe is important, so we hope you'll keep it on. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your patience.
Fred, too many years working around diesels, I think.
And I'm so old that I was born before penicillin. Had perforated eardrums and infected ears and no penicillin and lots of exposure to small arms fire. Who else would like to testify? Sir.
Thank you. I have...
Would you give us your name, please, sir?
Yes. I have written testimony, but before I read my testimony, I'd like to make a introductory remark or two.
Would you give us your name, please,
yes,
sir?
Wilson Justin is my name, and I am from the community of Chistochina, which is in Representative Morgan's district. I'm an Athabascan Indian, and I was raised in a traditional lifestyle. My introductory remark is to the effect that I am sympathetic to what I've been hearing about the issue of not ever using medical facilities by people who are self-sufficient. My family was raised isolated and in a small business environment, and we, fortunately, never had to worry about medical bills or placement. But I regard that as a blessing, and I regard that in a way, to put it bluntly, that does not give me the right to judge the level of need of those people who are less fortunate. And I'm referring directly to the proposed recipients of this coverage. I would like to read my testimony at this time. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Wilson Justin. I am the health director for the Mount Sanford Tribal Consortium and a member of the Alaska Native Health Board. The Alaska Native Health Board appreciates the opportunity to provide testimony regarding HB 260. We urge that you do not move this measure. The bill will result in 6,696 children and 780 pregnant women losing access to Medicaid. If Medicaid is lost, most of these children will receive health care only after they are sick, and all too often only when the child is brought to a hospital emergency room. Such care is most expensive in dollars and loss of quality of life. Follow-up is lost, prevention does not occur, school days are missed, and parents miss work to care for their sick children. I know that some of you are wondering why the Alaska Native Health Board cares about this issue, since our member health providers receive funding from IHS. First, as health providers, we cannot sit quietly by while any child loses access to health care. It is not good for our communities or our state. Secondly, the assumption that Native children and families are unaffected is simply wrong. The IHS direct appropriations, based on recent federal studies, provide only about 25% of needed funds to provide care for Alaska Natives and American Indians. Congress relies on the Medicaid program to supplement the IHS direct appropriations. It authorizes the state to recover 100% of its Medicaid payments to IHS and tribal health providers. However, payment is only made for services to eligible children. If this bill is enacted into law, no reimbursement will be available for the services we provide to approximately 2,200 Alaska Native children whose family income is between 100 and 200% of poverty. This means that our very limited direct funding is stretched even more thinly. Village visits by health professionals will diminish, more children will become ill unnecessarily, and resources will be diverted from prevention to acute care. This is the poorest use of limited resources. We know that state resources are limited. However, this is not where cuts should occur. This cut will make Alaska the only state in the United States that is not implementing the Federal Children's Health Insurance Program. It will reduce federal spending in Alaska by more than $7 million in the first year and $12 million in the second year. It will lead to increased uncompensated emergency room costs. Most important, it will lead to increased preventable health programs and inevitably to some preventable death. We urge each of you to cast your vote in support of Alaska's most valuable natural resources, our children. Vote, do not pass HB 260. And if there are any questions, I would be happy to answer.
Thank you, Wilson. Can we have a copy of your written testimony and we'll get it distributed to
yes.
The rest of the members in the committee? Wes will take it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ma'am.
My name is Sherry Olson. I'm a resident of Juneau, and I'm a clinical social worker who works for a mental health clinic here. I'm here to speak against House Bill 260. Denali Kid Care benefits Alaska children. I understand that Representative Coghill is concerned about this program fostering dependency. That is not this is not an issue of dependency. Parents who qualify for this service are working now, and they will continue to work. The issue at hand is whether or not their children can get appropriate and needed health care, including mental health care. We have been able to serve a number of children with complex mental health needs through this program at our clinic, and I want to share just two examples out of the many that I could have brought to illustrate the problems that are happening every day in Juneau and across Alaska. I made up these names, of course. Dan entered school last year as a kindergartner and was so aggressive that he needed daily intervention to ensure his safety and other students' safety. He would stab children with pencils, strike out at teachers, throw furniture, scream inconsolably, whatever. With comprehensive services, his behavior has turned around in 1 year's time. He has had one aggressive incident in the last 90 days as opposed to daily aggressive incidents, and his services are being decreased. Both of Dan's parents work, but they cannot afford health care. He is succeeding as a first grader. He's learning to read, and he's doing well. At the age of 11, Sam was setting fires, burglarizing, and doing drugs and alcohol. He was on his way to McLaughlin. And I'm sure that you folks know better than me what the costs there are. Comprehensive services have again turned this child around. He's succeeding in high school, and he has had no legal involvement for over a year. Sam's mother is a professional single mom who is raising five children alone due to divorce and not of her own making. Denali Kid Care has made services available to these two children and many others that we don't have names for here. Please do not damage this resource to our state. Early intervention is cheaper every time we use it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else here in the room like to testify? Ma'am?
Representative Dyson, Representative, my name is Larry. I'm from Anchorage, Alaska. I'm a grandparent, and I have been a longtime advocate on behalf of young children and their families. Just a very short story about one family who has used Denali Kid Care. They wanted a child. The pregnancy began, and then there were problems. Their house was sold to pay for the care of the expectant mother. Ultimately, what happened was every month it got worse and worse. The child is now very healthy. So is the mom, so is the dad, and so is and so is their prospective world, primarily because of Denali Kid Care. I just want to thank you on behalf of one family.
Thank you. Walter?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Walter Majoros. I'm the Executive Director of the Alaska Mental Health Board, and we are, as you know, advocates for children and adults with mental illnesses and serious emotional disorders. In the interest of time, I'd just like to make a couple points. One is that the board is very strongly opposed to House Bill 260, and in fact, we were strong advocates for and remain strong advocates for Denali Kid Care. And I want to just make a couple points, and one is that, and it has been said by others, that the program is critical to children's mental health in a couple different ways. As has been mentioned, it's critical in terms of preventing more serious mental health conditions from developing later on, and also for serving children that have more serious emotional disorders. And the program helps children and families to live more successfully and independently within the community. It helps prevent parents from losing custody of the children. We've received testimony numerous times at board meetings from parents that have had to give up custody of their children so that their children could enroll in the Medicaid program and receive services through the Medicaid program. It helps prevent involvement with the juvenile justice system, and also helps prevent institutionalization and higher cost services. A significant percentage of the program expenditures, as you have mentioned, go to mental health services, and we believe this is necessary and appropriate. The last point that I would like to make is that we see Denali Kid Care as an issue of basic supports, as a basic support program. As you're aware, a number of organizations, including our own, about 120 organizations across the state, have gotten together since last session when House Bill 161 was being considered in opposition to that bill. And we believe that basic support programs such as Medicaid and Adult Public Assistance and the Alaska Temporary Assistance Program, to name a few, provide needy Alaskans with a consistent means to meet their fundamental living expenses, such as food and shelter, medical care, and transportation. We see Denali Kid Care as a basic support program and a critical part of the safety net for vulnerable Alaskans. We know you're not going to vote today, but when you do, we urge you to vote no on this measure. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here that would like to testify? Thank you all for your patience. We will deal with this on next Tuesday. It's my intention that all of the testimony that's been given be transcribed, and we will give an opportunity for more testimony at that time. Thursday, we'll be here to deal with HB 277, HB 302, probably HB 297, and thank you. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.